Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bernie Friberg. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Friberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garms. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blea Holder, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 0 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freiberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shea is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Freiberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodap reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. West moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes bunts towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson bunts towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Levy applying the tag. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blaeholder for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freiberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Burns reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy is walked intentionally. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0 for 3 in the game. Blaya Holder bunts towards first. Alexander can't make a play. That's a base hit. Burns scores. Levy moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.